Mindset number three. Focus on the score of the game. Sports versus politics, 1-0. How do you read newspapers? I read newspapers back to front. Sports first. Not so much because sports are a celebration of human achievement and will be more important in an increasingly technology-driven world, but also because I love sports. I have an abiding interest in the subject. In addition, not insignificantly, my bias is that the reporting on sports is the most reliable, and less so as you move toward front-page news. If I read that the Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees 7-3, I can be almost 100% sure that that actually occurred. Over the years, at the other end of the paper, often on page one of the Financial Times, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder blustered about an economically strong Germany. World affairs, of course, are not as transparent as sports, but they have statistics too. Inside the paper, I found the scores of the game. Unemployment in Germany rose by 44,000 the previous month, taking the unemployment rate to 10.4%. But the government announced that Germany's growth in 2005 would be around 1.5%, little enough. But look at the score of the game. Germany's economy was not growing at all, zero, and the previous quarter was negative. One of the first things that Angela Merkel did in January 2006, after she had been Chancellor of Germany for 2 months, was to order the German Economics Ministry to break the habit of producing over-optimistic growth forecasts. A good beginning. A lack of reality. Back in 2000, the heads of the governments of the European Union met in Lisbon, where they pledged to make Europe the most competitive and dynamic knowledge-based economy in the world by the year 2010. Each year, the leaders of Europe have since renewed that pledge, now known as the Lisbon Agenda. Balloons of promises and predictions rising high in the sky. What's the reality? In every single year since the announcement in 2000, Europe has lost economic ground against the United States. No matter how compelling the proclamations of the ambitious goals of the European Union, the steps needed to make them a reality are much more important. If you want to know how the European Union and its